Woe to the teachers of the law, the day of the saints is here. Woe to the teachers.
Welcome to God News Network, where the saints are rising, where we are here to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints.
Are you a saint? How do you find out? By listening to God News Network in the Holy Spirit, of course. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, I am Saint Rick coming to you on this beautiful, gorgeous Sunday on November 20th, 2016 to bring you some news of the highest level. Thank you for listening to us. And I wanted to send a thank you out there to all of you who have been dedicated week after week, month after month, and now we are approaching year after year. That's right. We're coming up on a beautiful anniversary as we've been launching this network now for over a year. We are so excited that God has allowed us the opportunity to share the greatest news there is about his son, his glorious son that set us all free. As we dive in today, we're going to get into a topic that's catching hold around the world. The saints truly are rising, and that speaks volumes about what went on recently where people spoke, and it has the world leaders, it has people in the media baffled, so much so that they're going on a major attack. What is this attack? This attack is fake news. As we look around the world, we're going to see that fake news is going viral. Yes, fake news is going viral. Facebook, false information and fake news have been a problem on the internet almost since the beginning. Now, the articles that are popping up on this, let me make this just a little bit bigger so everybody can see what's going on. All the social media, everything out there, it's like all of a sudden since Donald Trump won the election, now it's an attack on all these news sites because the people use social media out there to communicate a lot of truth. Is there some false news? There's false news on CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, and yes, even Fox News. The thing of it is false news is everywhere. Some is on purpose, some is by accident. So what is fake news? If fake news has a parameter that's used on a smaller place because, you know, whatever reason they want to throw out there, oh, you didn't verify your story. Well, you could use that same thing with the major news media sites, right? Don't worry. I'm not going off on a rant on all this news stuff for the purpose of worldly goofy stuff. No, I have an agenda here today, and it is very clear. All the news around the world has to be filtered. It's a gift. It's been given to you, and it's called discernment. Discernment is something that's given to the believers in Christ. You will start to discern things on a whole new level once you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you get that little gut feeling. It's actually the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is inside you telling you this is real, this isn't real. And you need to filter it. Pray and say, God, show me whether or not this is real, this is not real. The thing we like to do here at God News Network is we're showing you, as you can see right here, these are live news stories. There's the links. You can check them out yourself. How to avoid getting conned by fake news sites. So should we shut off mainstream media? We've been conned quite a bit through those type of things, and it's not fair to you. So what do? We get on social media, and some people get on alternative sites, and they check out news about different types of things. And now even the president, as of this evening, from overseas in Peru, brings up fake news. Yes, there is an attack on your freedom of speech, and it's coming rapidly, as quickly as possible. And they're going to try to attack this before he leaves office. If they do, you don't have any worries. Why? Because you have the Christ in you. You have the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings in you. There is news about the world, and then there is news about eternal life. Tonight, we're going to address some of the stuff that is related to your eternal life. Anybody can go on and look up things. There's 14 million results about fake news. And if you look, it's all related recently, after the election. Why? Because they think this is why Donald Trump was elected, or they're going to use it as a reason. Here's the deal. People are tired of the goofy stuff that's going on and controlling your lives. What if there was a way you could be set free from all the stuff in the world, all the stuff in the news, and it doesn't affect you? Yes, you can. How? It's by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. All you have to do is ask him to come into your life, tell him you believe that he died on the cross, was buried for 3 days, and rose again, and you accept him as your Lord and Savior. Once that happens, a transformation will start to change you. Start to change you in a way that you cannot believe. Absolutely start to affect your life. How do I know this? This is a gospel that's spoken of in Romans. It goes down to Romans. It starts talking about all the things in 1, 2, and 3 up through verse 20 about the law, which is the old covenant that everybody lived under the law of Moses. And then in Romans chapter 3, verse 21, it does an about face. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This is where you hear most preachers stop in the church. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But it's a continuation. Being justified freely. How? Freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now that's real news. That is the real news. That is the news of the millennia. That is the news of eternity. It is, you are freely justified by his grace, not through your actions, not through what you've done, but by his grace. By his grace. Through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. He knew in his forbearance, he was leaving all the previous sins unpunished because he knew that he had the ultimate lamb to make the ultimate sacrifice, and that is his son. His son did that for you and for me. People boast. They boast in their ability. Look what I've done. Look what I've done. Tonight, the president from Peru, all he did was boast about, look what he's done around the world. And look, he's improved this. He's improved his ability to, he's improved everything. Because he is the master. Look what I did for trade. Look what I've done for this. Look what we've done for this. All these things that we've done. Jesus, even himself, points to God, points to the Father, because he knows where the power comes from. It doesn't come from his ability. It came from his Father's. Of course, he is God in the flesh. So we point to Christ. Why? Because Christ set us free. It was his blood. He was God in the flesh. Man couldn't do it, so God had to come down in the flesh, God in the flesh, to do it for us. This is the news that is real. If we continue and we look on here, what it says, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. So your responsibility is right here. Romans 3:26, believe in Jesus. What else have you got? Tell me how that's working out for you. Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in your ability? Do you believe in, oh, your whole world resolves in who becomes president? There's a lot of real pain that's going on out there, and I don't blame the people that are in pain. And I don't blame Mr. Trump, President Trump, President-elect. The enemy is using systems to blind the people of the true news that exists, the reality that exists. People are being blinded so much so that they are victims, but it's victims of their own party by the manipulation of the enemy. The enemy has used parties as a weapon against you, so much so that it overwhelms you and you need help. So much that you've been trained that it's okay to have others help you solve your problems. Life is problems. God said that you will have troubles in life. The good news is you don't have to live in them. You can come out from those troubles. You don't have to roll around in the troubles and believe the falsehoods. Man is going to let you down. Man, woman, I'm not being gender specific. I'm being generic about mankind. Woman or man, if your hope is set up in a person, a candidate, a government, someone you love and care about, other than Christ, sorry, you're going to get disappointed. That's the real news. You're going to get hit with some real news tonight. The real news is death does come to every person. And you have to make a decision. You have to believe something. You have to believing, saying you believe in nothing is believing in something. It's believing in nothing, which is something. So you're going to grasp onto another person, the hope of that candidate, the hope of that job, the hope of that relative, the hope of your spouse, the hope of your child, the hope of your mother, the hope of your father. It's really not going to work out well because we're all human. We're going to let each other down. You're not defined by who you let down in your life. You're defined by who you love and forgiving. We shouldn't just forgive for the sake of forgiving. We should forgive as we have been forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. You could choose not to accept them. You could choose not to own it, to take ownership of it, but they have been forgiven. Christ was crucified over saying stuff like that. But it's true. You can come home. You can come home to a place where you won't be let down. Christ will not let you down. Man will let you down. News will let you down. There's fake news. There's real news. There's fake people. There's real people. there's mean people, there's nice people. There's some people who think it's mean to say to you, you have to make a decision. Are you focused more on the fact that you've been put in a corner to make a decision and now you're going to attack and call someone mean? Or you might want to think about the decision. This is a little heavier than normal. As you notice tonight, my brother St. Albert's not with us. He's traveling, spending some time with his family. And I prayed deeply and very much about what God wanted me to speak to you about this evening. And he put it on my heart about the fake news. The fake news out there is any news that points to man. Fake news is any news that points to hope outside of Christ. There are many who are news sites, Christian news sites, etc. They want to attack the people that are, for example, in the universities that are going through the pain. The pain is real to them. They are disillusioned by fake news. They've been brainwashed by fake news. They've been misled by fake news. So much so that it's becoming difficult for them to function when their hope is placed in a man or a woman or a candidate and it doesn't appear, it doesn't come true, and they now cannot function because their hope was misplaced into humans. I am fallible. I will make mistakes. I've made many and I will make more. But he doesn't. He will accept you with his open arms right where you're at, including your situation right now of being overwhelmed by being very afraid of what's going to happen under President Trump. Whether it's President Trump or President Clinton or whoever would have become president, the truth is this. Our hope isn't in the candidate. Can the candidate affect change? Sure. We don't even know what change the candidates are going to affect. But my hope doesn't rely in that. My hope lies with him. If you put your hope in him by doing this, by just believing in Jesus, then you too can be justified freely by his grace. Why? Because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But through him, we're justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Then you no longer live in the flesh world. Millennials are not hopeless by any means. I think they're going to be one of the greatest generations of all. Why? Because they feel deeply. But I believe that is an asset if they get the real news instead of the fake news. If they get the truth from the eternal news and not putting their hope in mankind. Look what mankind has done so far. Let's take a journey backwards. Before World War I, there was never a war in history where there was a million who died. Not a war in history where 1 million has died. We get to World War I and over 8 million people die. We get to World War II. After World War I, they made comments, oh my, we could never do that again. Just a few short years later, they do it again. And this time, over 50 million people died. Let me give you some news. It ain't over. How do I know this? Because the Word tells us so. The Word tells us that there's some more bad news that's coming. And I'll show you what I'm talking about here. This bad news that's coming is far worse than World War I and World War II combined. Let me look at this here. This next war that's coming there's going to be a great death. This great death is in Revelation 9. Revelation 9. If we go there, I'm going to take us over here and show you what it says. We're going to go up to the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound at the great river Euphrates. There's four angels that are at the great river Euphrates. And if we look, Euphrates, that's the Middle East where this is going to launch from. Four angels were loosed in, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, and for to slay a third part of men. These were prepared for an hour, a day, a month, and a year. So it's going to last 1 year, 1 month, 1 day, and 1 hour. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, which is 200 million. And I heard a number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth, brimstone, and the heads of horses were as the heads of lions. And out of their mouths issued fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three, fire, smoke, and brimstone, was a third part of men killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. Can you imagine back then seeing something like that, like a nuclear war, like a missile? It's kind of what it would look like. So what happens after a third of men die? Now let's think about that for a second. There's 7 billion people on the planet, so that's over 2 billion, 2.2, I think, billion people are going to die. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands. What does this mean? It means that you did not change your mind and you still believe that your ability is good enough. That your ability is not going to be sufficient. I'm sorry, it's not. God is trying to get everybody to change their mind and say, okay, I can't do it. Look back at the history of mankind as we walk ourselves through this news of mankind. 8 million, 52 million, and coming up 2 billion. For those of you who do not have Christ, this is very scary. And some of you who have Christ, it's scary. It shouldn't be. For you are a saint. You are protected. You have a peace that goes beyond all understanding. And it's not good for us to attack each other. I don't care if it's something we don't agree with. Violence and hurting each other doesn't make any sense. We're all in this together. What shall we do? To me, we live by two rules. One is love him. Love God with all your heart, because he's the only one that won't let us down. And the other one is love others as you want to be loved. Everything is truly summed up in loving each other. Mankind makes it ugly. Mankind hurts mankind. We don't have to. We can spread the gospel of the greatest news that has ever existed of love of all time. So much so that God knows how ugly man is. God knows how bad we were. But instead of finding a way to punish us forever, what does he do? He gives us a trump card to get out. No pun intended. He gives us a way to get out. And how are we able to do that? It's freely. We can be justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. He declares, he says, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him who believes in Jesus or her. So where is boasting then? It's excluded. By what law? Of works? Of your ability? Of your efforts? No. But by the law of faith. His faith. Not even your faith. How do we know? Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but we are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So as we look at all this fake news, New York Times, while some fake news is produced purposely by teenagers in the Balkans or entrepreneurs in the United States seeking to make money, CNN, and while the election has come and gone, fake news stories continue to proliferate on social media. Here's the thing. Fake news is not going to go away. It's a way they can control the talk, the speak, the information. Because we get our information from a little tube that sits in our house. Whether that little screen has TV on it, or it has social media on it, or from your best friend sending you information, or from God News Network. We have to gain discernment. Which one promotes freedom and which one promotes restriction? Freedom is love. Freedom is love. Restriction is control, power. That's a discernment flag, right? If it's promoting freedom, that's love. If it's promoting restriction, it's control. It's from the enemy. Think about it. If you give your children freedom instead of control every little thing they do, they will make good decisions. Are they going to have mistakes? Sure, but didn't you? God is love, and love is setting them free. And you keep going down through here. You got WNYC 8 hours ago. You got the Hindu, Washington Post, fake Donald Trump returns SNL, the real one. Fake Donald Trump returns SNL, the real one is not happy. It's just goofy world events that's not going to change. The storyline stays the same. Decade after decade after decade after decade after decade, the characters change, but the storyline doesn't change. What's the storyline? The storyline's very clear. This person wants power for the wrong reason. This person wants power for the right reason. Discerning the two is very complex and very different if you don't have Christ. If you have Christ in your heart, it becomes easier. You pray, ask for his guidance and his wisdom to enter you. He will help guide you. God will sort it out. Man is doomed to fail. It's because they worship money and power and greed. There's three systems that have to be controlled. These three systems are the economic systems, the political systems, and the religious systems. Those three systems run the planet. That's it. Bottom line, you got the political, economic, and religious systems. They run the planet. All religion on the planet has something in common except one. All the religions on the planet give you a set of rules and guidelines that you must do. Mistakenly, Christianity also has those called the commandments, but that's not true. They've been abolished. How do we know? We go to the Bible, we go to Ephesians, we go to chapter 2, and we go down, and we see that they've been abolished, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes far off are made near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who has made both one, broken down the middle wall of partition, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. There it is. It's been abolished. So we don't have laws and rules to live by like every other religion on the planet does, every one of them. Here's the thing. We have Christ, who was our mediator, who came in and took the punishment that we deserved for us. That's the real news. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. He took our punishment. God knew that. If you remember back in Romans, chapter 3, it said in his forbearance, he knew he left all those sins unpunished, see? And he knew because man can't do this. We have thoughts throughout the day that make us yucky, make us not very good, not very nice. Instead of attacking each group, calling them millennials, calling them the baby boomers, calling them blacks, calling them whites, calling them whatever. We're just human. We're all human beings with feelings, with love, with kindness in our hearts. We want that, but people are mean. Yeah, we're mean. We're all mean in our own way. But we can change that. We can change our thinking. That's what the word repent means. It doesn't mean that you're a worm and you better stop sinning. Repent. Repent. No, it doesn't. It's metanoeo. It's a Greek word to change your thinking. To change your thinking. Let's elevate our thinking. Let's find common ground. We all want to be loved. Some people say that, you know, we want to be loved. There's going to be fringe people on both sides, but reasonable man can come to the conclusion we want to love each other. We want to care for each other. We want to do that. There's going to be some say, well, what is love, man? I like to be loved like this. Well, who are you focused on, you or others? True love focuses on others, right? Yeah, that's true. I'm a saint, not because of my ability. It's because of Christ. He made me a saint. Discernment comes as you accept Christ, and you will learn that we all need each other. We all have to work together. We all have to love each other. You can go out there and look at all this fake news. This is all fake news. The fact that they're talking about fake news is fake news. It's an agenda. to control the rhetoric. Here's the real news. The commandments have been abolished. He loves you that much. Who would send their own child to die so that you could have eternal life? Would you do that? That's how much love he has for you. Your sins are forgiven. Yes, even Hillary Clinton's sins are forgiven, but she has to receive it through accepting Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. That's a personal decision. If we have an impact on you at all, let us know. SaintRick@me.com. SaintRick@me.com. We have one mission. It's to spread the real news, God News Network. It's not the news of the world and, you know, all this goofy stuff that's out there that, you know, here we are, we're going to tell you the world news today. That's easy to find. What isn't easy to find is the truth, the God news, the love. You can find it here. Each and every week. And if God decides to put it on somebody's heart out there to help us grow this ministry, that would be great. Because we take nothing. We are here to grow the ministry, to spread the good news, the God news. And I've been doing this as God News Network for over a year. And we went through some variations and some changes to find where we're at. But God revealed to me the world needs the truth about his son. Share my son, he says. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to share his son with anyone who will listen, because that's the only place you're going to find your secret place where you're going to feel warm and cozy and full of love. Because there is no other place. Mankind can't do it for you. The government can't do it for you. The candidates can't do it for you. You have to educate yourself about the real world. The real world is a spiritual world that exists. You know, one time, a long time ago, I heard Bible is an acronym for basic instructions before leaving Earth. Makes a lot of sense, because this is a blink in time that you're in the body that you're in. What you do here affects what's going to happen in eternity. What you believe is going to affect your eternity. If you go on believing stuff that you've been believing, ask yourself one question. How's it working? Is it giving you that peace inside of you? Is it giving you that spirit-filled love and kindness that you've been missing, the warmth that you've been missing? If not, give Jesus a try. I don't think you're going to be disappointed in any way, any shape, or form. Matter of fact, I will guarantee it. Because he is truly love. If you don't have a good Bible, go on to Blue Letter Bible and start in John. The book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and see what Christ did for you. And then go to Romans and start in chapter 3, verse 21, and look at the good news of what he's done for you. And look what you have as a gift that's free for you. No one else can give it to you. He's the only one. Trust me, I've tried myself. I've looked for it in other places, other things, substances, relationships. It doesn't happen. I've made my mistakes just like all of you. The good news is I found he has forgiven me. And now you found it as well. Accept that. Accept him. If you want to do that, I'm more than willing to walk you through it right now. Repeat after me. Father in heaven, I am tired. I want to come home. I want to come home to you, to where my peace is. I know that you love me so much that you sent your son to die on the cross, to be buried, and he rose to victory. And I accept him as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer, you are now a saint. You've been accepted by Jesus Christ, by God himself, as your Lord and your Savior. And you now have a family. And we're all in that family together. And I am very proud of you. Remember, fake news is the beginning of a movement to steal your peace. Don't let it refuse to play. Continue preaching the gospel regardless of the adversity. Share the news of his son, because he is the only pathway to eternal life and to that secret little place. And remember, you are now part of the Saints Rising. We have a tradition we've been doing here because Christ asked us to do it. Remember him. And you're welcome to do it with us each and every week. It's called communion. Actually, he said, take this bread, for it is my body. And it is broken for you, so that you can be healed. If you have any disease in your body, picture this disease, and it's given to him on your behalf. And that transfer happened at the cross, and I want you to give it to him now and say, I do this in remembrance of you, and you may eat and receive the healing. He said, this is the blood. What is it? It's wine. It's in a cup. It's a communion cup. You can buy them on Amazon, but it's about his blood. Do this in remembrance of me. He said, this is for the remission of sins. It came through his blood. It cleansed us. We are as clean and as spotless as him. As he is, so are we in this world. That's what it says in 1 John. As he is, so are we in this world. Do this in remembrance of me, he says, for the remission of sins. Let me drink. We all need mercy. And we have it with him, with our Lord, with our Savior, with Jesus, the Christ. He set us free once and for all. Remember, the saints are rising.